Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'll be using my community comment this week to follow up on my broadcast of 2 weeks ago. The California Public Utilities Commission is proposing on January 27th to change the incentive structure for residential solar. These changes will dramatically penalize Californians who have already added solar and will discourage the rest of the public from going solar. The current solar energy program has encouraged 1.3 million homes in California to add solar. In the U.S., only 2.3% of our power is generated by solar. But in California, it's a whopping 13%. So the bottom line is, the program as it exists today in California is working. So why dismantle it? Well, the big utilities have lobbied the Public Utilities Commission with changes that only benefit themselves, and in the process, they're trying to dismantle net metering. With net metering, Californians who install small solar, wind, and fuel cell generation equipment for their own power needs are eligible for the state's net metering program. Net metering allows customers to generate their own energy for their own needs and receive a financial credit on their bills for any surplus energy not used and sent back to the grid. This is what helps pay for the cost of installing solar in the first place. But now, thanks to the utility companies, the PUC is recommending to the governor that the state cut the payment back to solar households from 20 to 30 cents a kilowatt to 5 cents a kilowatt, a 75-80% cut to paying Californians for the solar power they generate. And this benefits the people of California how? The PUC is also recommending charging households with a solar fee for every single solar panel installed, and to do it on a monthly basis. It's estimated that most households would pay $45 a month in this new tax, but it could be as high as $80 depending on the number of panels you have installed. And this benefits the people of California how? Citizens like you and I have lobbied the governor. On Monday, the media asked Governor Newsom where he stood on the PUC's proposal. The governor answered, "We still have work to do. Do I think changes should be made? Yes, I do." So our voice is being heard, but the bad news is the governor did not specify what changes he wanted, and we have to keep the pressure on and step it up. Call the governor and tell him you're against the proposed solar penalty fees and against cutting the solar incentives. Nobody should pay a penalty for putting solar panels on their roof. And why should the utilities get the power we generate at rock-bottom rates? We have to take action if we want the people of California to control solar versus the utility companies. I'm Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'm mad, and you should be too. Do the research and contact the Public Utilities Commission and the Governor's Office. The PUC is voting on this new solar plan on January 27th.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.